Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knoblauch. Batting second. The right fielder, Matt Lawton. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Coomer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Scott Starhowiak. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting seventh. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Rich Becker. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Denny Hocking. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Brad Radke. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Bip Roberts. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The right fielder, Brian Giles. Batting fourth. The DH, David Justice. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jeff Branson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jeff Manto. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tony Fernandez. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Marky Grissom. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Chad Ogea. And now, play ball. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoblauch hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fernandez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawton hits a fly ball into right field. Giles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts hits a line drive into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel takes first base on ball four. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Steinbach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. David Justice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Justice takes first base on ball four. Vizquel moves to second. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Jeff Branson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Branson hits a line drive into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coomer hits a line drive into left field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Starhowiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starhowiak hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Starhowiak moves to third. Cordova moves to second. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Branson fields it and tags Starhowiak, for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogea spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Ogea. Cordova moves to third. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cordova scores. Steinbach moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hocking hits a fly ball into right field. Giles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Manto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manto strikes out. One out. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a line drive towards third. Coomer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hocking scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 0-1 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawton is 0-1 in the game. Lawton hits a line drive into left field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-1 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coomer is 0-1 in the game. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Branson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0-1 in the game. Roberts strikes out. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Vizquel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vizquel. The throw from Steinbach and he is out, Hocking applying the tag. Two outs. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0-1 in the game. Giles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starhoviak is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Starhoviak hits a fly ball into right field. Giles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Cordova hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-1 in the game. Steinbach hits a fly ball into right field. Giles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Becker hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. David Justice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Justice is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Justice hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Alomar hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Indians. Jeff Branson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Branson is 0-for-1 in the game. Branson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Manto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manto is 0-for-1 in the game. Manto hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hocking is 0-for-1 in the game. Hocking hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 0-for-2 in the game. Knobloch hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawton is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawton hits a fly ball towards left. Roberts catches it and throws to second to double up Hocking, who tagged up and tried to advance to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom is 0-for-1 in the game. Grissom hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lawton. Grissom reaches second base with a double. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0-for-2 in the game. Roberts hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grissom moves to third. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vizquel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grissom scores. Roberts moves to third. It's 5-1, Indians. Enrique Wilson pinch runs for Omar Vizquel. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0-for-2 in the game. Giles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roberts scores. Wilson moves to second. It's 6-1, Indians. Greg Swindell now pitching. David Justice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Justice is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Justice hits a line drive towards short. Hocking reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Enrique Wilson now playing shortstop. Bruce Aven now playing right field. Brian Giles now playing center field. Jason Jarcombe now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a line drive into left field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coomer is 0-for-2 in the game. Coomer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scott Starhowiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starhowiak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Starhowiak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Branson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Branson is 0-for-2 in the game. Branson hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Manto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manto is 0-for-2 in the game. Manto hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Fernandez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Indians. Bruce Avan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avan hits a line drive into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Alvin Mormon now pitching. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Cordova hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Giles, who is chasing the ball. Cordova reaches third base with a triple. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-2 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cordova scores. One out. It's 7-2, Indians. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Becker is called out on strikes. Two outs. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hocking is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hocking hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 0-for-3 in the game. Knobloch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hocking moves to second. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawton is 0-for-3 in the game. Lawton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Guardado now pitching. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Roberts is called out on strikes. One out. Enrique Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Eric Plunk now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coomer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Branson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Scott Starhowiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starhowiak is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Starhowiak hits a fly ball into left field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Cordova takes first base on ball 4. Coomer moves to second. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Steinbach strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Todd Ritchie now pitching. David Justice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Justice is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Justice hits a pop-up towards short. Hawking settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got four RBIs. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Branson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Branson is 0-for-3 in the game. Branson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jose Mesa now pitching. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Becker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. David Ortiz pinch hits for Denny Hocking. David Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Manto fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Mesa covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.